In the name of Allah, the Beneficent and the Merciful, I bear witness that there is one God. Mr. President, Director General, my colleagues, Honorable Ministers of Health, distinguished delegates, may I first take this opportunity on behalf of the Government of the Republic of the Gambia and on behalf of the people of the Republic of the Gambia to welcome the election of the President to the high office and to thank the Director General and also to recognize WHO's leadership in spearheading global efforts and action in support of communicable and non-communicable disease prevention and control. In particular, we would like to thank WHO for preparing the ground and for supporting member states to their respective governments in the fight against NCDs. I wish to also pay tribute to the enormous contribution made by His Excellency, the President of the Republic of the Gambia, for making health as one of the priority areas of his government and for, of course, championing the cause of women and children. Furthermore, I would like to highlight the giant efforts he and his government continue to make to reduce high morbidity and mortality rates, especially among children and women and other vulnerable groups, and the pursuit to eradicate poverty. Mr. President, mental health illnesses have become one of the top priorities amongst the NCDs for the Ministry of Health and Social Welfare in the Republic of the Gambia. Consequently, a mental health policy and strategic plan have been developed with the old Mental Health Act under review. In the area of communicable disease, control and prevention, evidence from research have shown that there is a general decline in malaria prevalence in the country by 86%. Furthermore, admissions due to malaria have also dropped by 74%, and malaria attributable deaths also dropped by 90%. All causes under 5 mortality has also been reduced by 17% in 2010, with malaria as a major contributing factor. At the moment, the Ministry of Health and Social Welfare has developed an integral non-communicable disease policy and strategic plan in collaboration with WHO and the West African Health Organization, WHO, which is driven by health promotion principles and values. We have also established a functional health promotion directorate in the Ministry of Health and Social Welfare to reposition health promotion in line with the aspirations of the global health promotion strategy. Mr. President, the government of the Republic of the Gambia faces a situation in which it is expected to finance a growing double-boarding communicable and non-communicable diseases, rationalize health delivery, regulate the quality, improve equity in health delivery, and meet the growing demand for better health. Mr. President, there is also slow but steady progress towards the achievement of MDGs 4 and 5 by 2015, with the maternal mortality rates falling. At the moment, let me inform you of the scaling interventions on maternal health improvements in the Gambia in order to reduce women dying by giving birth. Because in the Gambia, we believe that no woman should die giving life. We have also had signed a cooperation agreement with the Republic of China on Taiwan in order to help us in our struggle to fight child mortality and to improve maternal health. Therefore, the Gambia also joins other countries in calling for Taiwan to be admitted to the WHO so that they can also participate in the struggle against all illnesses. Honorable President, the Gambia is aware that WHO is not a funding agency, but we would like the WHO, due to your convening power, to take the lead to make sure that funds are mobilized in the donor community in our collective struggle to fight non-communicable diseases. Thank you very much for your attention.